Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, October 8, 2023, Romans.
All right, you lucky, lucky congregation, you get to see this ugly face one more day. Before we get started, we got to get started right. Happy birthday to Susie Hatfield. That's not a selfie. Happy birthday, Susie. And her birthday is tomorrow. And we are in Romans 6, Romans 7, Romans 8. And these three chapters center on mousterion, church age truth, never known about any other time in human history. This is truth for us in this unique dispensation to church age, the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth. And when we get to chapter 8, I keep telling you, I told you last time, last Sunday, the spotlight in this dispensation is on God the Holy Spirit. And we will see that when we get to chapter 8. The spotlight placed on God the Holy Spirit. It is impossible for you to please God in any way. And I had you listening, for those of you who came to listen. Listen on the special I did on pleasing, the doctrine of pleasing the Lord. It's impossible for you to please God. Impossible. By your energy of the flesh. We got 99% of fundies who do not please God at all. Because they're living by the energy of the flesh. And when you're living your life and controlled by the sin nature, you cannot and do not please God. We have a unique dispensation, a unique spiritual life that demands supernatural power. And that is God the Holy Spirit. The only dispensation in all of human history where every single believer is indwelt by God the Holy Spirit as a base of operations so that you can be filled and empowered by the Spirit of God to live this unique spiritual life. Unfortunately, we are a nation on the edge of the volcano, waiting to be destroyed. And who's the biggest problem? Fundies, Christians. They're the problem. They're not the solution. They are the problem. And they have no spiritual life. They do not please God. They do not honor God. They are a part of the problem. So what we're studying in Romans 6, 7, and 8 is critically important. Now that's the introduction. Now that some of you are out of fellowship, I'll give you a few moments of silent prayer so you can rebound. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And the very fact that we are even here this morning is a demonstration of who and what you are. And we thank you, sir, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, the eternal and absolute truth of your word, that spiritual food, that manna from heaven, that enables us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we might fulfill the very plan, will, and purpose that you have for each one of our lives. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, most of you, being a part of an enlightened congregation, are well aware that the United States of America, as a client nation to God, is heading for disaster. This nation is heading for disaster. And some of you think, well, politics is going to solve the problem. No. You think you vote for the right person, that's going to solve the problem. No way, Jose. The problem in America is a spiritual problem. And the only hope for America is a spiritual solution. As goes the believer in Jesus Christ, so goes the client nation to God. The problem is the believer in Jesus Christ in this country is a loser, reversionist. Does not please God, does not honor God. Hal Lindsey had an article, Last Days America. On September 27th, all the Republican candidates except Donald Trump got together for a debate. The candidates mostly agreed on the big issues, so it was tough for them to separate themselves from one another. And trying too hard to stand out had the effect of sometimes making things come across as a little silly. But I was fascinated by the questions. I realized how different these questions were compared to those asked of Kennedy and Nixon in 1960 or Ford and Reagan in 1980. These 2023 questions were tinged with desperation. The questions were very different because America is very different. In the setup to one question, Fox News host Dana Perino said, "Today our nation is drowning in division and incivility." In another, she said, crime is an horrendous problem in our country. In asking a question of Governor Nikki Haley, she said, American students are in academic trouble. They have lower scores in math and reading. There's chronic absenteeism that is at record highs, and this has even been called education homicide. In another education question, she said over 10.7 million students in over 18,000 public schools nationwide have the ability to change their gender without parental notification. The Bible describes these very things running amok on the earth as the end times progress. Perino spoke of division and incivility. Jesus referred to severe division in Matthew 24, verse 7, when he said that people group will rise up against people group. Incivility of various kinds is described in 2 Timothy 3, 2 through 4. As for the horrendous problem of crime, Jesus said the end times would feature lawlessness and would be like the violent days of Noah and Lot. Children doing badly in school is part of the unraveling of society, described in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Romans chapter 1, and elsewhere. Revelation depicts extreme levels of despair in the last days. The madness of trying to change a child's gender and of not telling the parent what's going on. Well, that is what the Bible calls reprobate minds. We have a nation of reprobate minds. And some of those reprobate minds want to reprogram you and me. They're going to have a hell of a time reprogramming me. If some of you might want to reprogram me, go ahead and try. Others have. It ain't going to happen. Because I know God, and I love God, and I know the Word of God, and I teach what the absolute truth of God's Word says. So you can try to reprogram me. Go ahead. I've been here for 400 years. Evangelistically speaking, the madness of trying to change a child's gender and of not telling the parent what's going on, that is the reprobate minds of Romans 1:28 and 2 Timothy 3:8. During his question, Fox business anchor Stuart Varney went through a similar catalog of American ills. Prices are up 18% since 2020. We're here in California where gas is nearing $6 a gallon. 85% of Americans say their personal finances are a source of stress. There's a nationwide policing shortage. Retirements in the police department are up. Recruitment is in the tank. The morale is at a record low. And big government, you talk about the enemy of the nation. Big government is the enemy. Big government keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. 1/5 of all new jobs this year were created by big government. Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6, talks about last days hyperinflation and economic stress like the world has never seen. Stress on police officers and police departments is another reference to lawlessness. But in this case, the lawlessness is institutional and intentional. Police stress is also a symptom of the chaos that will at some point open the door for the Antichrist. And that will lead to government growth on an unimaginable scale. And you're not the only one that is seeing this. These days are different. Something is coming. Something big. But it isn't just bad times, because someone is coming. Keep looking up. And remember that your neighbors, no matter what their political persuasion, they see exactly what you see. And they're worried. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have the answer. You have the answer for which they so desperately need. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those of you in here, you understand, in this dispensation, you have been given two royal commissions. You have been commissioned a royal priest. All of you are priests, to represent yourself before God. And you have been commissioned a royal ambassador to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Now, you must fulfill your priesthood. You fulfill your royal priesthood, consistent and faithful metabolization of the absolute truth of God's word, and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, then you will be motivated to fulfill your royal ambassadorship and represent the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Wherever you are, wherever you go, whether at the doctor's office, whether I had some tests run, and God set up some fantastic people getting me all ready, and this one gal, she was just as a sweetheart. She was about en sorte like this. And she asked me question after question, and I answered, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. She says, you are the most polite person I have ever met. I said, well, yes, ma'am. I said, this is what I've been taught from the scriptures, God's word. I said, I'm a pastor of a church. And she asked, kept asking questions, and I said, well, I said, I have all of this goes to a cardiologist, and he'll get all of this information. I said, by the way, this cardiologist is the best cardiologist in the city of Las Vegas. He is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has expressed to me that he views being a cardiologist as a calling that God has given to him. He is a man of virtue and honor and integrity. And she says, oh, she says, well, that's very important. That's wonderful. That's great. I said, well, yeah. And she says, I have family members. This is something very important. And so I said, well, I know you're going to have a baby. Any more today, do you know what it is? It's a boy. I said, oh, okay. But she says, I'm worried about it. I said, not to worry. They've been doing this for a long time in human history. They didn't even have doctors. Sometimes you just grab a hold of a rope, swing back and forth, and it drops out. You know? Nah, just kidding. So now I said, not to worry. And I expressed to her that there is a living and true God, Jesus Christ, and if you simply believe in Him, you'll live with Him forever and ever, and He has a perfect plan. And just trust Him and watch Him provide for you. Now we're studying the next three chapters are so powerful and yet unfortunately not understood by most of the fundies in this nation. They are, they don't understand. Oh, they're out doing good. They're trying to do good. They're working so hard and doing so good. But they don't understand the sin nature. And the sin nature, got to stick with this because we're now in the baseball playoffs. And Texas won, and Houston won, and I'm rooting for Texas. You know why I'm rooting for Texas to win the whole thing? They're the only major league team that refused to have a Pride Day. And that is fantastic. They refuse to have a Pride Day. The only one. So to hell with the rest of them, I'm rooting for Texas. So here is the diamond. It's really the sin nature. It has an area of weakness, and all the fundies know about the area of weakness. This produces personal sins. Oh, they'll wax eloquent against the personal sins. But they're living their life up here in the area of strength. This is where they live. Human good dead works. And it comes from the sin nature. Human good dead works. Human good, human good, human good, human good, human good dead works. They're controlled by the sin nature and, of course, the lust patterns. So they know all about sins. But this is where they live, right here. Area of strength from their sin nature. And they produce human good dead works. And they think they are great, great believers. And they're losers. They don't please God at all. Now, we're not there yet, but we're going to be there. Turn over to Romans 8:8. It's coming. This is in our Romans 6, Romans 7, Romans 8. Notice, this is a deep point. 8 follows 6. I mean, 7 follows 6 and 8 follows 7, but this is all teaching. Still in the doctrine of the baptism of the Spirit. In Romans 8:8. And then when we get to chapter 8, that's where the spotlight will be placed on the key. God the Holy Spirit. The key to this dispensation is God the Holy Spirit. Not your energy of the flesh. Not your human good dead work from your sin nature. The key to this dispensation is God the Holy Spirit. And we'll see this in great detail. The spotlight will be placed on God the Holy Spirit as the power to live this unique spiritual life of the church age. But Romans 8, verse 8, and those who are controlled by the sin nature cannot please God. They cannot please God. Not maybe, not a little bit. They cannot please God at all. Those who are in the flesh, those who are controlled by the sin nature, cannot please God. And here's where the fundies are living, right up here. Fundies. Human good, dead works. And they think they are great and wonderful and doing fantastic things. And the only thing that we have a... The only thing that believers, when you talk about God, the Holy Spirit, and the baptism of the Spirit, you got the tongues crowd, the holy rollers, and they are all reversionists. And they look at you. You say the baptism of the Spirit, and they roll their eyes and just speaking in tongues. No. No one has legitimately spoken in tongues since 70 A.D. 70 A.D. That was a while back. Not one person has legitimately spoken in tongues since 70 A.D. And they are reversionists. In total reversionism. And that's the only thing that they... talk about with God the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. And so that's where we are. That's Christianity. So back to Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, Romans 7, Romans 8, all three chapters dealing with the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth, identification with Christ in His death and burial, identification with Christ in His resurrection, and with that, the basis for newness of life, to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. Romans 6, start at verse 11. So also, on the one hand, you, royal family, you should logizomai yourselves. Now, logizomai has two concepts. One is the doctrine of imputation, and we saw that in Romans 4 again and again and again and again. But it also has the meaning of to think. And here it means to think. So also, on the one hand, you, royal family, should consider yourselves to be dead with reference to sin, the sin nature, retroactive positional truth. But on the other hand, you should think, logizomai, consider yourself to be alive with reference to God in Christ Jesus, union with Christ, current positional truth. Therefore, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation in your mortal body with the result that you go on obeying its lusts, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Verse 13, and we've exegeted part of verse 13. And stop placing your members, paristemi, under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves, paristemi, under orders, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's as far as we have exegeted so far. The key word there is paristemi, which we have studied and learned that this is a military word. It means to please yourself or to place yourself under the command of someone, to put yourself under orders of someone. Paristeme means you are under the authority of someone else. And paristeme is the way of saying reporting for duty, sir. The old authority of our life as an unbeliever, well, that was the sin nature. Positionally, the authority of the sin nature has been broken through retroactive positional truth, the baptism of the Spirit. Identify with Christ in his death at salvation. So the present imperative of paristeme with the negative meida says stop doing something that you are currently doing. So Romans 6:13 says stop placing your members back under the authority of the sin nature, but place yourself under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through current positional truth, we have a new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are all under orders to the Lord Jesus Christ through current positional truth. Identification with Christ in his resurrection, we are in union with Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the new authority of the royal family of God. As believers in Jesus Christ, all of us are under our new authority, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, verse 13 so far says, and stop placing your members, paristeme, under authority to the sin nature, as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves under orders, paristeme, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The aorist tense of paristeme is a constative aorist, viewing the spiritual life of the church age believer in its entirety. The active voice, the church age believer living the spiritual life, the unique spiritual life. There was no unique spiritual life in any other dispensation of history. It was first lived by Jesus Christ at his first advent, and then passed on to the royal family of God, the body of Christ, in the dispensation of the church age. The church age believer living the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skills, obeying the mandates of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ, performs the action of the verb, the imperative mood. This is a command, a mandate for the entire royal family of God. Putting yourself under orders to the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, means obeying the thinking of Christ, the mandates of the mind of Christ, Bible doctrine. And that demands humility, respect for authority, respect for the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the believer's new authority. Respect for the authority of the mind of Christ, the thinking of Christ, Bible doctrine, and obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, to obey the mandate of Jesus Christ in Ephesians 5:18. Keep on being filled or empowered by God the Holy Spirit. The spotlight is on God the Holy Spirit in the church age. Galatians 5:16. Keep on living the spiritual life by the agency of the Spirit, and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. Galatians 5:16. Ephesians 4:30. Prohibition. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Stop quenching the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 3:18. Grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 2:3 through 5. Virtue love is brought to completion in our hearts by obeying the mandates of the mind of Christ, Bible doctrine. So this demands humility, respect for the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, respect for the authority of the thinking of Christ, Bible doctrine, respect for the authority of the pastor teacher, the faithful servant, the servant of the Lord who communicates the absolute truth of God's Word. Paristeme declares that SOP for the royal family of God is positive volition, humility, respect for authority, and consistent and faithful metabolization of doctrine and application of that doctrine skillfully and accurately to your life. Living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills is putting yourself under orders to the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, we have so far in verse 13, and stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves under orders to, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we go on in verse 13. As those who are alive from the dead. Sometimes you walk in here, sometimes you look like the walking dead when you come in here. As those that are alive from the dead. We have this is the particle of comparison. Hose plus the present active participle of zao plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive plural of nekros. Hose is the particle. H long O S E I. Hose. Hose is actually a compound word made up of hos, as, and the conditional particle a, if. So literally, it would be as if. It is correctly translated as or like. We'll translate it as. And then we have the verb zao. Z-A long O, zao. And zao means to live. Sometimes it is used of physical life in contrast to physical death, but it is also used of being spiritually alive in contrast to spiritual death. The participle is substantival, and you would translate it as those who are alive. We are alive at salvation. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, which enters us into union with Christ, current positional truth. We are alive as a result of current positional truth, union with Christ, as a result of the baptism of the Spirit. The preposition ek means from, out of, out from, away from. It denotes separation, and the object of the preposition ek is the genitive plural of the adjective nekros. N-E-K-R-O-S, nekros. And nekros is, as an adjective, it means dead. As a substantive, it means the dead or death. At salvation, faith in Christ, through the baptism of the Spirit, we are identified with Christ in his death and burial, retroactive positional truth, and identified with Christ in his resurrection, current positional truth. So the corrected translation is, as those who are alive, as the ones who are alive from the dead. One, the authority and power of the sin nature over human life has been broken through retroactive positional truth, identification with Christ in his death and burial. So the authority and power of the sin nature over human life has been broken through retroactive positional truth, identification with Jesus Christ in his death and burial. Two, now the believer in Jesus Christ has a new authority, a new Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a result of being in union with Christ through current positional truth. Now the believer in Jesus Christ has a new authority, and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, when you, the old King James word, yield, well, you just go up and in your thinking, go to the Lord Jesus Christ and tell him, reporting for duty, sir. Reporting for duty, Sir, to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your authority. And therefore, you carry out the mandates and the orders that he has for each one of you. And what are those orders? Well, to live this unique spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skills, the filling of the Spirit, the teaching ministry of the Spirit. This is the dispensation where the spotlight is on God, the Holy Spirit. So now the believer in Jesus Christ has a new authority in Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a result of union with Christ, current positional truth. Three, positional victory, union with Christ, is the basis for experiential victory, newness of life, Romans 6:4. That the basis to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. Positional victory in union with Christ is the basis for experiential victory, newness of life, Romans 6:4. The basis for living the unique spiritual life of the church age. And then he concludes in verse 13, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. This is the conjunction chi plus the accusative plural of melos with the definite article plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun su plus the accusative plural of hoplon, again, great word, another military word. I think it's transmitted here. Instruments. Not instrument, it's weapons. Weapons. The whole context here is a military term. Weapons. And the genitive singular of dikaiosune plus the dative singular of theos with the definite article. The conjunction chi is the connective chi, translated and. The accusative plural of melos with the definite article plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun su. Melos is members, su is your, so your members, and then we have our military word again, hoplon. Hoplon Cassidy. I guess you never saw it. You see, pastors have ways of entertaining themselves from time to time. So this isn't Hopalong Cassidy, but it's Hoplon. And once again, it means weapons. But now, these weapons of the royal family of God are weapons of dikaiosune, weapons of righteousness. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N, long E. Dikaiosune, righteousness. Weapons of righteousness. And then the dative singular of theos. Theos, the word for God. The dative case, to God. So, the corrected translation now of verse 13. And stop placing your members under authority to the sin nature, paristeme, as weapons of unrighteousness. But put yourselves under orders to, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paristeme again. As those who are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of righteousness to God. And stop placing your members, paristemi, under authority of the sin nature as weapons of unrighteousness, but put yourselves, paristemi, under orders to, under the authority of the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of righteousness to God. Okay. All right, we'll take a break and pick it up again for part two in a few.